The following program is made possible by generous gifts from partners of Benihin Ministries and viewers like you in this area.
On today's program, Pastor Benihin shares a powerful message which will help you understand and implement the authority you as a believer have been given by Jesus Christ. Pastor Benny's teaching today, with a combination of scriptural study and personal examples from his life and 38 years of ministry, will help equip and empower you to effectively minister deliverance to those who are bound by evil spiritual forces. And later in the program, you'll have the opportunity to acquire resources from both Pastor Benny and Bishop George Bloomer, which will give you the tools you need to recognize, confront, and defeat the forces of the enemy. Now, let's join Pastor Benny for this most important message.
Now, because of the victory of Calvary, and because of the authority you possess now, you have authority over Satan and all his hosts. Turn to Ephesians chapter 6. The Bible says in verse 10, Ephesians 6, to the victorious church, you have received the authority that Christ triumphed in. Hallelujah. Even though the devil had that authority, he no longer has it. That authority has been taken away from him. Jesus said, all power is given unto me. All power is mine, Jesus said. And that power was given to the church through his name. Say after me, in the name of Jesus, I have the authority. It's not my authority. It's authority in his name. Now the word, when the word of God says in my name, it means in my person, in my stead, in my place. So when you say in the name of Jesus, Jesus comes on the scene. Go in my name, meaning go in my place, go in my stead, go in my person, go in my office, go in my authority. So when you say in the name of Jesus, Jesus is speaking and not you. And demons know that. It's time you know that. It's time you know that. It's time you know that. Now the scriptures tell us very clearly that we have dominion over them. And the Bible tells us something very important. We will be powerless against them if we neglect the Word of God. The price of neglect is high. You got to understand this. If you ignore the Word of God, you are in danger. These are very powerful forces. Demons are not to be played with. They are evil and extremely dangerous and very powerful. I want you to pay attention to Psalm 17 verse 4. Look at that very, very carefully. The Word of God says these words to us. And how I've seen this work in my life, dear Jesus. Concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips, I have kept me from the paths, plural paths, of the destroyer. Do you see that? If you do, say yes. Only the word of God will protect you from these forces. And when I say the word, I don't mean reading three chapters of the Gospels in the morning and forgetting what you read. I mean you better know the Bible. There's only one weapon that works against the devil. It is written. Look at me and listen. Look, all of you, look at me and listen. Jesus was baptized in the River Jordan. God spoke and said, "This is my beloved son." Days later, the devil came to tempt him and said, "If you are the Son of God, turn these rocks into bread." Jesus had every right to say, "Hey, devil, I know I'm the son because God said I was only days ago. Where were you?" He never said that. He said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone." Now, listen to me. Jesus was showing us one thing here. You cannot fight the devil with experience. Even if that experience is so glorious and so great, you hear God's voice in it. You cannot fight the devil with your experience. You fight the devil with the Word of God. We must know the Word to use it. How can you use the Word if you do not know the Word? Now, people of God, the reason people allow demons, and it's not really normal, it's not biblical for a Christian to be oppressed by a devil. But why are they? Turn to Romans chapter 6. Verse 16 of Romans chapter 6. "Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness." The reason people are in bondage is because they choose to be in bondage. It's vitally important we understand that Satan cannot touch you unless you allow him. When people begin to neglect the Word of God, when they begin to neglect prayer, when they do not take the warning and heed the warning of Hebrews chapter 2, they begin to drift away from the Lord. There's danger in drifting away. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, the Bible says? If we begin to drift away, here are the signs that show up. Sign number one, write it down. The seven steps that you'll see in a person's life when they begin to weaken in the Lord and the devil begins to gain territory in their life. Number one, regression. You'll see people regress. The word regress means they go in reverse. Now you'll begin to see the first sign of danger is earlier behaviors appear. Patterns that used to be begin to show up. Their language becomes what it used to be. The minute a person begins to regress, begins to go backwards, the first thing you see is a change in the behavior. They go back to their old behavior. That's the first step to destruction. And if you see it, pull them out. Save them from that. Suddenly they're watching programs they used to watch, reading books they used to read, and going with friends they used to have. Suddenly they begin to use foul language like they used to. Suddenly they begin to enjoy things they used to enjoy. They regress. And you can see it in their behavior and language. Number two, they repress. They go from regression to repression. And what repression is, they no longer thank God for anything. their expression of thanksgiving towards God dies. Now, rather than thanking God, they complain. Rather than giving glory to God, they murmur. Thanksgiving dies out of their life. Praise dies out of their life. They can no longer praise the Lord. And you'll see them in church. They used to have their hands up, worshiping Jesus, tears down, and now they stand like frozen bodies. I've seen people like that. So what happened to you? Well, I don't know. Then they miss church, and then they miss more church. Next thing you know, they quit going to church because no church is good enough for them. They leave so quickly, they get offended so easily. That's called repression. Number three, they begin to suppress. They begin to conceal their past experience with Jesus and never talk about it again. It's best that I don't talk about the Lord, that I don't talk about my salvation, that I don't talk about my experience. It's just best to just not discuss it. In case I offend somebody. Number four, after they conceal their experience with the Lord, something sets into their life that had not been a part of their life. They move into depression. You see, it begins with regression, it goes to repression, it goes into suppression, and then depression. What is depression? It's hopelessness. They lose all hope. Well, of course they're going to lose hope. They've neglected the word of God. They have gone away from the Lord. They no longer pray, no longer fellowship, no longer praise, no longer thank the Lord. Now they conceal their experience with God. What do you expect? They are depressed. They lose hope. Number five, oppression sets in. Now, oppression is danger zone because you can bring that person out if they're depressed. You can get that devil out quickly. But if they move into oppression, and oppression means overpowered by the devil, at that point, they're almost deep into bondage. To be oppressed. Because oppressed no longer deals with the mind, it begins to deal with the spirit now. And if they do not do something about it, they'll move into number six, obsession. Obsession means they are besieged by evil spirits, surrounded now by the devils. And if they do nothing about that, they move into number seven, by which time it's almost impossible to see him free. Possession. Total control of Satan. You say, what do you mean by almost impossible? My friend, it's a decision people make. It's a decision they make. You'll never be able to convince a man to be free who's enjoying his bondage. You can't. Man might as well go and talk to a wall. They gotta want to be free. Now, there is freedom. Go with me to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 25-26. There is a way out. Aren't you glad? I said, aren't you glad? The Bible says this: in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves. If God preadventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. This is very important here. If these people who are in bondage will acknowledge the word of God. If they will repent and acknowledge the word of God, this is the first step out of bondage. that they, I love this, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. It is possible then to be delivered. It's possible to bring yourself out of that trap as you repent and acknowledge the truth of God's word. Now, what will cause that is prayer. If you know someone who is deep in bondage, pray that God Almighty will give them repentance to the acknowledgement of the truth of his word. Let me hear an amen.
Amen.
That they may recover themselves out of the snare, out of the trap of the devil. Now, people of God, the Bible says, give no place to the devil. You'll find that scripture in Ephesians 4:27. Give no place to the devil. I'm going to ask God Almighty to release through you the authority that's yours. And we're going to come into agreement for individuals in your family and your house who are bound by the devil. And we're going to ask God to bring them to repentance and bring them to the knowledge of his word, that they might find liberty. But you got to do something. You got to do it quickly. You must ask the Lord to give you eyes and ears to see and discern what may be in your house that's keeping your family bound. What door is still open that you may not be aware of? What books are on your shelf that are demonic in nature? What programs are coming through your television that are demonic in nature? How can you be free if the door is open? Give no place to the devil. Or maybe your son is doing something behind your back while you're asleep. How do you protect yourself from that? Or maybe there's some friends influencing your family. The scripture says one sinner destroys much good in Ecclesiastes 8. One sinner destroys much good. One person can come in and just bring bondage to a whole household. How do you protect yourself from that? Well, you're going to do everything you know to do, and then God will do the rest. Father, in the name of Jesus, show them where that door is. Lord, in the name of Jesus, open their eyes. Come on, lift your voice and pray. Open their understanding. Let them see, Lord, what I'm talking about. Oh, people of God, stand up and pray. The Holy Ghost will talk to you, I promise you. Stand up and pray, and he'll show you. He'll reveal to you what I'm talking to you about. Lord Jesus, open their eyes and their understanding. Let them see what we've been talking about here this morning. Let them see these cracks in the doors. Let them see these things that are open. And Lord, I pray these things will be removed from their house, removed from their family, destroyed in Jesus' name. That dead door will close and the devil will never come back again in Jesus' name. Give them the authority that belongs to them. Come on, believe with me. Lord, show them and give them the authority that belongs to them. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, you showed us in your word, Satan is defeated. The victory and the authority belongs to us in your mighty name. Lord, your word tells us clearly, if we acknowledge your word, the truth, deliverance will come. I pray deliverance will come to your people in this room, and I pray deliverance will come through them to their families, loved ones, and friends. Pray you'll anoint them. Lord, I'm asking that tonight the rain of the Holy Ghost will descend upon this place like fire, and your people will be anointed for ministry, anointed for service. Use them to bring deliverance to the oppressed and the captives in the name of the Lord.
There is power in the blood of the Lamb, and to Jesus be the praise, glory, and honor. And God's people said, amen, amen. Bishop Bloomer is still with me. Powerful programs that we just did that you saw, but today we want to pray with you together that God will set you free from all oppression. You've just heard a teaching on deliverance. Now, Bishop, you have some amazing materials I want to make sure our people get. God has surely used you, bringing tremendous freedom to the captives. I want you to talk about these amazing books before I talk about what I have for the people.
And I think that, you know, when we sit here, we only have a few moments, so we only have a little time to skirt around the issues. But when you get the products, you can get the whole message. You get everything that it has to offer. And you said something that is really, really a part of my life, that I spend a few minutes, sometimes a few hours a day in the Word of God, massaging my mind. And so this book, Weapons of Warriors, will help the believers to really, really do that, to just get inside there and deal with what is happening with it, how to get Junior out of prison, you know, how to deal with the husband who is beating you, or all these messages are inside the Weapons for Warriors. We are seriously in a conflict.
Listen, it's time for God's people. It's time for you, precious saints, to become a mighty warrior one more time. It's time we get out of the valley of defeat into the mountaintop of victory. And that's why I'm bringing you these teachings on deliverance, because Satan wants to destroy our homes,
yes,
our minds, our lives, our futures. And it's time we stand and say, no. And we have the authority.
Yes.
We have been given the authority by Jesus. Mm-hmm. He said, in my name, go. In my stead, in my place, take my office. You know, we as believers have tremendous power. We have no power as individuals. We have power as believers.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Our office is where the power is. God anoints our office.
Yes.
It's time you take your place of authority and use it. Jesus said in Luke 10:19, I give you power over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing.
Nothing. Now, so we can stand up strong and walk in and be victorious.
And in this book, you talk about the amazing weapons we have.
Yes.
And how to use them.
Weapons of prayer. Weapons of breakthrough.
And against witchcraft. Against rejection. Against oppression. Against depression.
Yes.
Against the occult. Against everything that hell throws at us.
That's it. That's it.
And in this book, there's a second book called Oppressionless.
Oppressionless.
What's in this book?
I always talk about one thing. There's a lot of stuff in that book, but what I like to talk about is STDs, sexually transmitted deceptions in spirits. Our young people are under a horrific, tremendous attack through sexuality, through perversion, through ear piercings, through tattoos, through all the demonic sexual music that is out there. They don't have a chance unless we stand up and send out the power of God to repel these demonic forces that they're under. And so every parent needs to have that in their home to be able to deal with their daughters and their sons.
And Demon in My Bedroom.
And I call that the epic movie.
It's really a movie too, right?
It's really a movie. It'll bring all this. It's an illustrated sermon. It's a play. It brings all of this together where you can laugh and sing and rebuke the devil at the same time.
Yeah.
How to deal with the devil.
And how to be free from what?
Be free from oppression. All the things that we talked about. How to be free from it, but how to deal with demonic forces in the nighttime, in the fourth watch of the night. When you're sleeping.
When they attack you in your dreams and sleep.
And turning your dreams into nightmares.
Okay, all three for a gift of $50 to the ministry.
I always say,
listen,
you the man.
Listen, that DVD by itself sells for $39.
That's right, so you're getting those
you'll
others for
you'll
free,
get the
really.
Whole thing for a gift of $50 to the ministry by calling the number on the screen today. Do it now and bring freedom to your life and your home. My teaching on demonology and deliverance, you heard a very small part of it today, for a gift of $25, and my book, Angels and Demons. It's in bookstores, but you can get this today for also $25 or both for $40. Do it today. Become a partner. Help me take the gospel around the world, and come with us to Israel in November. Thank you for being my friend upon it, dear Jesus. We pray today, every person bound, bring them out of that bondage, out of that prison. In Jesus' name, heal your people, Lord. Bring healing to the captives today. We rebuke sickness and disease and bondage. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of Almighty God. Amen, amen. Thanks for all you do for the Lord. Bless you. Pray the Lord will anoint you mightily. Keep watching all this week. Great, powerful teachings that will bless your life. Bye-bye.
We believe that the gospel of Jesus Christ is the answer to humanity and the troubles on this earth. The gospel, and only the gospel is the solution.
Pastor Benny Hinn is passionate about reaching the lost by obeying the mandate for all believers to go into all the world and preach the gospel.
I'm talking about souls.
Save my soul.
Men
Save
and women around the world who have not heard the gospel. It's our duty, our privilege, our responsibility to tell them. Who else will? Nobody will.
You can help touch millions around the world as you catch Pastor Benny's vision to use every available resource and opportunity to reach the lost.
How can we preach the gospel without support? The gospel is free, but the means to deliver the gospel is expensive.
Please go to your phone now and give your gift of $1,500 or $100 for souls.
The minute you make a decision to support the gospel, the minute you say, Lord, I will spend the rest of my life seeing men and women come to the cross. When you make that decision, God Almighty will bless everything you do in life.
Call now or give online. And for your generous gift of $100 or more, Pastor Benny will send you all the resources in this spiritual warfare collection which he presented on today's program. Thank you for catching Pastor Benny's vision and sharing his passion to see the lost saved.
Jesus came to give his life for men and women, and for me, and for you, to have the privilege to tell the world. Awesome.
Pastor Benny Hinn will be in Detroit, Michigan on Wednesday, August 8th to hold one great miracle service at the International Gospel Center. He then travels to Toronto, Ontario to conduct a miracle crusade at the Prayer Palace at 7 p.m. on Thursday, August 9th, followed by 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. services on Friday the 10th. And Pastor Benny will be in New York for miracle services in Buffalo at the Tabernacle on Saturday, August 11th. And in Amherst at Zion Dominion Global Ministries on Sunday, August 12th. And Pastor Benny invites you to join him on a life-changing tour of the Holy Land, November 7th through 15th. Call today to request a brochure or download one from the ministry website. Visit Israel. Your life will never be the same.